Barack Obama ran on a message of change, both in the United States and in the U.S. policy towards regions of the world. And there's probably a lot of change that could take place in Latin America that's left over from the Cold War that could conceivably be a part of Barack Obama's administration. As the president-elect prepares to take office, there are some suggestions from Latin America for the new president, whether it's about expanding free trade or changing the rhetoric on the war on drugs or normalizing relations with Cuba. There's a new report out from the Brookings Institution documenting those suggestions. And as part of America's briefing book for the new president, we thought we would invite the director of the Latin American Institute at the Brookings Institution to talk about a briefing book on Latin America for Barack Obama. Joining us now is Mauricio Cardenas, who's senior fellow and director of the Latin America Initiative at Brookings. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So let's talk about the top items on Barack Obama's agenda. What would you say Latin America is most looking for in terms of change?
Well, let me start by saying that it's important to discuss these matters with the incoming administration, but it's also important to talk to Congress, because Congress has a significant amount of discretion and decision power on many of the issues that are important for the region. So it's both intended to be listened by the incoming administration and by the U.S. Congress.
Now, there hasn't historically been consensus between Congress and the administration on issues like Cuba and free trade and Colombia and that sort of thing. Where are the divergences, and what does the fact that now the Democrats control Congress and there's a Democrat in the White House mean for coming to consensus on some of these issues?
Yeah, that's very important. It means that the agenda can be moved forward, and that there are some elements that could really make progress in terms of enhancing the relationship, in terms of reaching new areas of engagement between the U.S. and Latin America. And that's the spirit of this commission, to make proposals in very concrete areas, specific recommendations on issues that will be ultimately good for the U.S. In terms of realignment with a new partner, with developing a relationship with a reliable region, especially at a time when the world seems to be in turbulence. So what could be better than strengthening the relationship in the hemisphere, precisely because things in the world are becoming a lot more difficult on various fronts?
Would canceling the trade embargo against Cuba strengthen that relationship, or would that be something best to wait for reforms in the Cuban government?
Well, there are things that the U.S. could do unilaterally before actually engaging in a new negotiation with Cuba or in a bilateral relationship. And the commission, what recommends is that the U.S. lifts all travel restrictions by the U.S. And that there are no caps on the remittances as they exist today. And also the commission is recommending that the State Department takes Cuba off the state sponsors of terrorism list. I think that will be a very important step, and that will allow, that will send a signal to Cuba in terms of changing the U.S. policy, and then from then other things could follow and ultimately could result in lifting the trade embargo. But we think that these are initial steps that are implementable, and that would certainly will send a message that will go beyond Cuba. It will be a message to the entire Latin American region, as the U.S. intends to re-engage with the region. I think this will be very positively perceived by the rest of the countries in the region.
What would the message be for Hugo Chavez, president of Venezuela, whose confrontational tactics with the U.S. gave him a very high profile during the Bush administration?
The commission recommends that the U.S. Maintains its interest in Venezuela. Venezuela is a very important country. Venezuela is a major source of oil for the U.S. But it doesn't make any specific recommendation in terms of what to do different than promote a dialogue, promote engagement, avoiding the excesses of the past in terms of responding
dialing down the rhetoric and keeping the incendiary talk at a minimum. All right, final question. There's been a lot of talk of decoupling of the emerging markets from the fluctuations that we've observed in the financial crisis. What some of those markets like Brazil and Argentina and Mexico have discovered that, in fact, they're much more vulnerable than we thought. How should the U.S. assist Brazil, Mexico, and other emerging markets in Latin America during this economic crisis?
Well, the Commission recommends that trade is expanded in the region, and more generally, there is more economic integration, more investment flows, more investment, for instance, in sectors like energy. So the idea that we take this current crisis as an opportunity to strengthen free trade in the region, it's something that the Commission will recommend to the new administration and the new Congress. And the first step to do that will be to approve the Colombia and Panama trade agreements are still pending for congressional approval.
Both issues that emerged in the recent presidential campaign. Mauricio Cardenas, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mauricio Cardenas is Senior Fellow and Director of the Latin American Initiative at the Brookings Institution. He spoke to us from Washington.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.